Echoing the name of the Sonoma State mascot, the new Made by Seawolves store opened quietly just before Thanksgiving, and there was quite a variety of merchandise already on display, says retail manager Justin Nathanson.
We have jewelry from rings to bracelets, hair ties. We have ceramic bowls and containers. We have jeans and denim that's been refurnished and they've done the distressing on it. We have paintings, drawings, music. We have custom wreaths, candles, student-made canvases, and stretchers for painting.
All that came from the first 20 student vendors to join in the program. More are gradually being added, with participation expected to grow further in the new year. Nathanson, a student volunteer, says the store offers the vendors good terms.
The prices are set by the students. I sit down with every vendor, set out prices based on their supplies, hours they put into their work, how our store works profit-wise, similar to a consignment store. Profits that are split 60-40. 60% will go to the student, and the other 40% will be for the store, and we will deal with the sales taxes. Our profit goes to funding store supplies, furniture, and then hopefully within the next year or so, payment for students, and so it could potentially be a job on campus.
2 years in the making, with some delay while the store site was being built out, the Made by Seawolves store began with a soft opening, but gained attention immediately, says Marilyn Gonzalez, another student volunteer staff member.
We have a lot of people who are still reacting to the store because they're realizing that we're actually here and that we're opened. So there's been a lot of people who've just come and look around and have been observing everything that we have. So it's pretty much a positive vibe.
But not everyone is just looking.
We do have some buyers, yes.
Kirsten Ely, the business school professor who serves as faculty advisor to the project, at a high visibility location in the school's new student center, says it is breaking new ground.
The Student Center Director, Jessica Way, had heard other schools had student-run businesses in their student centers, and she brought the idea to the School of Business and Economics. And our customer discovery development process with the students actually resulted in this more unique idea of a marketplace that is run by students for student businesses.
Looking ahead, Professor Ely sees the store as a potential laboratory for increased integration of student studies with their other outside interests.
I want it to be a place where students can try out their entrepreneurial ideas in a low-risk environment, where they can have additional programming around a club, curriculum, or whatever that helps them build the skills they need to turn their passion into something that will pay the bills.
Right now, the Made by Seawolves store is open weekdays from 11 to 2 and 5 to 7 p.m. It'll be closed through the university's winter break and reopen when classes resume in January. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.